so too. And hear these stories. Hear the story of Gary Webb, who is taking on the crack epidemic in the United States, and it's linked to the Iran-Contra scandal. First, his story published in print and online at the beginning of stories being very big online. Got more than a million hits almost immediately at the San Jose Mercury News. Many major newspapers such as The Times and The Washington Post denying its findings, yet he kept on pursuing this. The government came down on the San Jose Mercury News, and soon Gary Webb was being put out to pasture. But that story continues to kindle concern all over this country. We urge you to call right now, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. In this documentary, there's Julian Assange. I also participated. So did Bob McChesney and many different people calling in, being a part of the documentary. And I'm asking you to call in because we only have 30 seconds to go. Make that call right now. Long Island and Staten Island, Manhattan Island, make that call right now. New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, make the call that makes the difference. 516-620-3602. Final time, only place you can get it. The remarkable documentary, Shadows of Liberty, by Jean-Philippe Tremblay and Doc Factory. You can only get it here. $150 contribution, it's yours. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
And anything can happen. But, you know, what of that? Do I sound like Robert Knight? I certainly think not. And there's a darned good reason for that, because I am not Robert Knight. I am Nephew Jim. How do I know I'm a nephew? Because we have an uncle in the room. We have an earth mum in the room. We have all kinds of mishpocha in the room. And what we are going to do is we're not going to recite a phone number for over and over and over. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to try to bring you to a place. Not, we're not talking psychically, actually. We're talking about a physical place. We want you to go somewhere. We want you, not that. We want you to go to the window. No, that's wrong movie. We want to go to the fan beep. We want you to go to an event that is an event to raise money for WBAI. It's not the same old. This is what we are actually supposed to be doing more of. Not hearing?
No, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Do you hear you?
I hear me fine.
Oh, okay. I should put on my headphones.
Good move. Good
okay,
move.
Okay, there's a thought. I am Jim Freund. I am in this heated room with a loud fan and open door.
Don't worry, it will not be heated in the winter. It won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Although, you know, if we weren't in the middle of the building, yes, better levels. Is that it? Better levels for a better WBAI? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's the sweet spot, though. You don't want to go up here.
Yeah, which I just did.
Yes.
Okay, so actually lower,
no, no, it's
smoother.
Fine for the listeners, but it's that's a long story.
Okay. Uncle Sidney works in this room all the time. I come here, if I'm lucky, once a week, you know, unless there's a thon on. There's a thon on. But I am here this week, and I will be here 2 weeks from now with Richard Bowes.
Oh, good.
With me.
Good man.
Because we have a good premium involving him of his reading of There's a Hole in the City.
Yeah.
Have you read that one, Sidney?
Yes.
Heard that? Yeah.
Yes, he gave me a copy.
That's right. That's right. Of the reading.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, we'll give you a copy of the book.
Ah, well.
Which
now
is
you're talking.
Actually called Dust Devil in a something street or something, okay. Whatever. But the collection/mosaic novel that story is from is shortly coming out. And don't know if we'll have it for premiums, but we'll have one for you.
Why, thank you.
Say hello to Earth Mum.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. And Earth Mum is also known occasionally as Helena, yeah, and has put together this spiffy, cool, very, very, very BAI-like event.
You think?
Yeah, I think. I think that in, about 1968, when I was first volunteering, phone volunteer for the station, one of the very first things I attended was at the Village Gaslight.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you can cast your thoughts way back. It was a folky benefit, and there were some comedians. The host was Steve Post. Dave Bromberg was one of the performers. Dave Van Ronk was another. Carolyn Hester, if anybody... Oh, she was a wonderful folk singer. Yeah. I mean, she was known in the village. She wasn't, like, you know, a big, big name. And to me, you know, sitting there with the espresso, with the table that was approximately 6 inches long that you could barely balance a demi-tasse on, and that you were knocking knees with people, but it was BAI, you know.
It was a classic. This current one that Earth Mum is putting together, the Earth Mum Green Cabaret. So that's what this is reminding me of. It's reminding me of the classic BAI fundraisers from the folky era.
Yeah.
And because I was looking at it, I was looking at the graphics, I was looking at the sort of people coming, and I was saying, gosh-alinis, well, if this don't beat all, you know, getting back to our roots, as it were. And I think that's sweet. That's swell.
That really is.
That's even why I agreed to be part of it. In all of my years.
I have never
agreed to be part of any fundraiser because I always had some ideological or personal problems with it. You know, because I'd be doing things that I found outrageous or, giving praise to people I thought were criminals. but this is different. And I am very happy to be part of it. I'll be reading some of my, the same three stories you always hear on my show. Well, I'm going to read them live.
That's wonderful.
It's
going to
be a treat.
Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Mm. And if you want, I'll do, like, the pubbing of this. Would you give out any signed copies of those stories?
Yeah, if I printed them up.
Well, I'm saying I'll do the printing.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'd sign them.
Because I'm going to try, to get there on Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I can't guarantee it because this all came in a wondrous... Like, I was scheduled to be on from 1:30 to 3, doing an Hour of the Wolf, pitching Hour of the Wolf. Mm-hmm. And then...
Miss Davis.
What happened was, is that, you see, I was asking Miss Davis about this special with Rick Bowes. And she said, oh, sure, you can do that tonight. And it's like, no, Kathy, it's actually not tonight. It's actually for, like, either next week or 2 weeks from now.
Wow.
By the way, how do folks like the soundproofing here at WBA?
It's a little...
So she said, oh, okay, well, then I'll put on a recording in Robert Knight's lap. And then half an hour later, I see the announcement, you know, everybody please promote, you know, the Earth Mum Cafe, which I think is
another. Oh, Green Cabaret.
I know, but
are we changing the name? Okay.
Well, for the moment, moment, absolutely.
I'm fine with it.
and so without telling Helena... or anybody, I called back Kathy and said, I've changed my mind. Give me 12 midnight anyway so we can promote this really BAI-like event.
Cool.
And she thought that was a really... She said, you know, it's two nights from now. We really need to go and promote this thing because it's more than just raising money for the station. It's also about building station community, which when we go on the air on and on and on and give out the phone number, whatever the phone number may be, through all of these years, and Sydney knows the old phone numbers. Well, I know the
Oxford
7. 212.
Okay, which one?
the Oxford number.
Wow. Both of them?
Yeah. Well, not well.
You don't know the barter department number?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the bathtub full of turtles. That. I do remember that.
I certainly remember that underneath the Reuters machine with the turtles.
Yes, at the first amongst the first. I don't think it was the first station, but amongst the first stations. Places BAI was in a brownstone, the Vera Institute of Justice building. The second. I think the Maurice Hotel was the
what's the name of the hotel? No, I'm
Maurice Hotel, wasn't it?
That's 65th Street and 5th Avenue. The Hotel
Pierre, that's it.
The Hotel Pierre, and what later became, by the way, all take note, Nixon headquarters.
You see, it's all connected.
This is what happens. We move out. Nixon moves in. Do not let us go away or, you know, something like that will the void. Mm. The void that WBAI takes when it goes away, you know, in 1968,
Nixon. WBAI, the radio station with a bathtub.
Actually, it was about 1960. It was about 1960 that we were thrown out, moved out of the Hotel Pierre.
I never saw it.
Well, Louis Schweitzer, I never saw it either. It's the only BAI that I never saw. Mm. So,
well, actually, there's another BAI I have never seen. It's the one in Brooklyn. But I don't know if any of us are ever going to see.
Well, I'm
unless people support WBAI.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're renting space now, and I'm actually going to be doing classes.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
In
writing? Social media.
Social media. Okay.
It's for producers.
Yeah.
It's for producers. But I also had this idea: why not hold classes for listeners at a price?
Sure.
What are you going to teach them?
Well, for producers.
Oh, producers. Oh,
for producers, you know, how to.
Where to begin? I mean, my God. never mind.
Well, you know, it's basically how to create a presence online, how to brand yourself, blah, blah, blah. How to create an event. And by the way, after a show, this is my favorite bit, and I'm stealing this from a guy at the BBC. Blog after the show. Put up a thing saying, you know, something that didn't happen in the show that I thought of, blah, blah, blah.
Every
blah,
show
blah.
Should have a blog.
But
every single one of them.
But besides that, yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. But besides that, the idea of blogging something about the program when it's over.
Yeah.
You know, in order to continue the conversation and pull people in and rebuild the BAI community, which is what Earth Mum is doing here.
The art of radio. I mean, like one presumes, A, you have a sense of timing, a sense of presence, a sense of humor, a sense of history, and a sense of sense, and that you can bring all that out to the fore and be able to change on a dime and have always a sense of humor and a sense of irony. And then, you know. Oh, what is that word? Talent. Yeah, you know, if you have talent, you need to have all that
because
stuff.
Because Ice can speak on the radio.
There you go. Yeah. Not. I know it sounds
and
arrogant.
And my diction
but,
is so
but,
good.
You know, I blow it all the time. You know, I'm just saying that in the rebooting of WBAI for WBAI 2.0, you know, for us it's 2.0. One of the bottom lines is kind of expect and insist on the T word, talent. You have to have a talent for this, not simply have the right political pedigree, which is kind of what got us into this mess.
I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. Is that my belief is that people need to be radio producers first.
Mm-hmm.
And then determine.
Then you can do anything you want. Then this place gives you, you know, a platform. If you have all of that there, I mean, if you have the talent for expressing yourself, if you're good with the language, you're good with your timing, you're good with your knowledge, blah, 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 all of that, well, then you can talk about anything, any political topic, any moral topic, any scientific or artistic topic, anything in between or amongst them. I remember listening to programs that I profoundly disagreed with, but they were fascinating. And
there
I listened
used
to all
be
of them.
An old saying, which was, if you agree with everything you hear in WBAI, we're doing something wrong.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and it should be that diverse.
But let's about Earth Mum's Green Cabaret.
Yes, let's tell
I'm
people
what
yeah,
it is.
It's all, by the way, it's going to be at All Souls Church, All Souls Church was a, which is at 1157 Lexington Avenue at 80th Street here in the little village of New York.
Which is where Adler did her recent sermon on vampires.
Really?
Did
which I actually
she?
Have
she
with
at
me.
All Souls?
It runs about, yeah, mm. at Old Souls, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Ms. Adler is into that species.
Could
fascinated
you,
by it.
Check on the door. Somebody is okay. like waving.
Well,
at...
I don't think we're ready for him, but.
well, we can certainly let them into the room, okay. whether we're well, we're ready or not. But let the person in, let the right one in,
okay.
As it were. Okay. Well, be that way.
Well,
be
I think he needs to warm up and tune up and things.
Okay. Well, actually,
have one of our musicians.
Well, warming
from,
up and tuning up
yeah.
is probably something best done in. No, actually, it's better done in this room, probably,
okay.
because,
right.
you know why? The heat. Because right. if he tunes up somewhere else and walks in here, the strings are just going to, you know, they're not going to sound good.
It's taught.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, and, you know, never mind if we talk while somebody strums.
All right.
It's Friday, by the way, this coming Friday, which is the 26th of July in the year of our Lord, 2013. At 7 p.m., a Friday evening. I'm not sure of the weather. The weather may hold up. You know, most of the heat has dissipated, not to my liking. You know, I mean, like I wish it were 30 degrees cooler, but it will be a normal summer evening as opposed to a horrifically hot summer evening. And there'll be music, song, comedy, poetry, dance, art, spoken word, teaching, all honoring our great mother, the Earth. WBAI, you know, producer and musician, Teokas and Ghost Horse is featured. Yes, hello. Along with a cast of others, you know. It's like,
tell us the cast.
You know, it's
me.
Sort of like on, I don't know, Gilligan's Island and the rest. And,
3-hour tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
yeah.
have, you, and speaking of which, right yes. after that benefit, isn't there another WBAI benefit?
I think so.
That's on a boat?
Yeah. There is Reggie's, and I don't know the details of that.
No,
Reggie
I can
and
look
Jeannie
it up.
Hopper.
Yeah. Reggie and Jeannie Hopper doing yep. something that starts at like, you know, 11 o'clock.
That's
so
right. yeah.
why go to one BAI benefit
when
on Friday?
When you
can go to two. Exactly.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not on the same night, is it?
No. They're in
I
August.
I hope not.
It's
oh,
not.
They're in August. Okay.
Yeah. I
okay,
think good. They're in August. I didn't get the date.
We'll no. have to
not,
discern that.
It's not on the 26th. No
well,
worries.
Well, after you come to this one, run to the seaport and go to the other one. But I don't think it's the
well,
same
this
night.
Would be over in time, but it isn't the same
yeah,
night.
Yeah. What about all the rest?
Well, all the rest includes Kevin Brightman, who is a phenomenal jazz pianist. It includes Danny Lamar, sometimes known as Danny Williams. He's a BAI volunteer, but he's also a broadcaster and a comedian. Cynthia Lopez, an actress. Marcy J. Gordon.
Yay! I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's your buddy.
Personal friend.
Yay. Buddy.
I haven't seen her in years.
She sends her love, and she's...
And versa.
Vice, okay, that too. She's got a heavy-duty corporate gig and has to be up early in the morning. So I said, please come on from midnight to 3. And she was like... No, but
even
give Jim my love.
Asks,
even
yeah,
if
yeah,
Jim asks,
yeah,
but she
yeah.
sends her love. And she's going to do comedy. And then she has a band, Reverend Mother Marcy,
yeah.
and the Alter Cocker Rockers. So, okay.
Watch your language.
I know, but we'll say Crocker, like Betty Crocker. Then we have Joel Landy, who does really great stuff. He's a musician, songwriter, and he will play some of his songs later on. And then we have part of the band known as Street Hearts. That includes Gary Knox, Mark Deffenbaugh, and Nick Balaban. And later we're going to be talking with Gloria Waslin and the Parrots for Peace, which is an absolute hoot. They'll be on the radio, that's for sure.
They're not the Parrots in Midwood, are they?
No. Oh,
okay.
No, they're not some wild parrots in a tree that live in the cold even then. No. And then we have our very own Uncle Sidney, who floored me last week and said, you know, that would be a good thing. I'd like to be in that. I said, but would you like to be in that? I would love to have
yeah,
you
I
in
go
it.
On after the singing hamster. You know.
Wait, there's a hamster? I didn't know about that. Tell me about
the
hamster act.
Hamster.
Oh, okay.
Just
yeah.
no gaffing.
All righty. Okay, and me. And interesting, you know, it is kind of a folky thing, but it isn't. I mean, my concept of green cabaret is just... entertainment that touches the heart and honors Mother Earth. And it doesn't necessarily have to be folky. It turns out this is kind of folky. We got some rock and roll. I'm doing a Broadway number, an old Broadway number. But,
oh, thank God. It's August 23rd.
There you go.
Oh, there. We're
a mere month later. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, bring your TARDIS and go from one,
yeah,
to,
one
the
to the other.
Yeah,
right.
You got plenty of time. And right. Here's the deal. It's very reasonably priced. It's $20.
$20. I mean, like these days, I mean, well, from my...
We're not going to stop you from donating more.
No,
I mean,
no, no,
you know,
no.
Like, to me, though, $20 still sounds like a lot of money because of when I grew up. But today, $20, the equivalent, it's like $4 or $5.
It is, unfortunately.
Given what you're paid here, Sydney.
Well, no, I mean, again,
$20 is a lot of money.
No, it is for anybody now. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll be telling my story about being naked in the rain.
Yeah, and why is it then when Barbara took $100 out of the cash machine yesterday, they gave her two $50 bills?
Wow.
You know, it's like, what does that say?
Well, I was in the bank. One of the rare occasions I'm in the bank, and I was, you know, talking to the cashier. Remember cashiers?
Vaguely.
Yeah, you were a cashier.
I was a cashier.
And we were talking about denominations of money and how the money may change.
Wait a minute. Don't bring religion into this.
Yeah, anyway, so the Orthodox dollars. As you're saying, you know, we really need a $200 bill.
The Hasidic
dollars. The $200 bill.
Oh, you did that bill. Well, though.
I grew up in Crown Heights. Okay, yeah. There you go. The Hasidic dollar bill, which is $200, and the Reform dollar bill, which is $115.
No, Deutschmarks.
Deutschmarks. Okay.
Deutschmarks. The Germans don't even have Deutschmarks
anymore. No, they don't. They have euro.
Everyone's got the
but
euro.
They will
they
have
don't
euro.
Have miles.
No. They're going to have Deutschmarks again, the way things are going, but that's another matter.
Yeah, but that's another whole story.
Anyway, so there it is. It's Earth Mum's Green Cabaret, a fundraiser for this joint, which is sinking at the head, and you can stop that. Friday.
That's far down in the
Yeah,
belt.
That's right. Friday, this Friday, which will, I guarantee it, will be a wonderful night, July 26th at 7 p.m. at All Souls Church.
Ouch!
Like that? All Souls Church.
80th and Lex.
All Souls Church. 80th and Lex, All Souls Church.
80th and Lex.
At 1157 Lexington Avenue, 1157
Don't
Lexington
you
Avenue.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Gentlemen, what am I bed? What am I bed? I'm bed 1157 Lexington Avenue at 80th Street in New York City, in the little village of New York.
And you come in through the garden on Lexington Avenue, and you go downstairs. And here's the good thing.
Wait a minute. This isn't a basement?
Yeah, but it's cool.
Okay.
It's
well,
not there. I mean, we're not doing a religious service.
How's it
going to
be a folk club benefit
if
it's
not
in
a basement? Okay, there you go.
And if you are a BAI buddy, you get in for $15. And if you become a BAI.
Now we should explain that BAI buddy isn't just a pal. It's somebody who actually donates a monthly.
Yeah, I never understood that
thing. You know? Well, you know, we used to have that in the 70s.
Yes,
really?
I remember that you could do a bit at a time. Yeah.
Well, we didn't call it BAI Buddy. I don't remember what it was called because my mind is going, but
basically,
then again, it was
here. Basically, a buddy is like, you give us your PIN number. You can trust us. Give me your PIN number. We'll just take a little bit out at a time. We promise. Yeah, anyways, that's how you become a buddy, and we take a little bit out of your account. Oh, we may need a little extra from time to time. We may take that out. Wait, I'm scaring people away from this.
Yeah,
anyway.
Not a good idea. I had a psychic in Thailand that tried to do that
you
to
You want
me.
To identify with WBAI, and we want your identity.
And
so
we want identity, so hand that PIN number right over. Anyway, so everybody's going to be there. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'll tell stories about being naked in the rain, and everything will be fine, and now I can leave and go to bed.
No. You can sit here for a minute so I can go and make sure that my car isn't going to be towed or frogged.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And, you can.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
we have an in-studio guest.
He's going to need two mics, because you're going to vocalize.
Yeah, I am. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll come over by Uncle Sidney.
I've been engineer before.
You're Uncle Sidney?
No, he's Uncle Sidney.
This guy's not that familiar with BAI.
I'm
nephew Jim.
And I'm Earth Mom. I'm everyone's mother.
I'm not good.
Don't go there.
Give him another mic.
I thought it was a good guess that he was Uncle Sidney. The way
well,
he said
50%.
My
Uncle
Sidney. And the TARDIS reference.
Yeah. That's because I do the science fiction show. Here.
Oh, okay.
So,
requirement. Everybody who works there has to know about all that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like I am the 12th Doctor. But anyway.
you. Yeah, I'm doing it.
William Hurt is the next doctor.
You think? Yeah. You know what I've been saying? Tilda
really?
For 12.
Holy.
Tilda would make a great.
You didn't see the last one? It's him, William Hurt.
I do believe you're talking about Doctor Who.
John Hurt, right.
And he's
God, spoilers. I'm still watching.
Spoilers? I mean, he's not the 12th Doctor.
Why?
He's the 8th Doctor. Oh. Because when Paul McGann, who was the first 8th Doctor, at one point went into a TARDIS dream, spoilers, they split into two parts, a good Doctor and an evil Doctor, the Valyard.
You got me on this.
And you know how they found this out? Prince Charles was taking a tour of the Doctor Who set, and a costume person told the prince all of this and didn't mind the reporter sitting down writing this all down. So, what I'm saying is,
ladies and gentlemen, if you're a doctor,
you're not a Doctor Who fan, that
doesn't mean anything. But in all this confusion, if you happen to be a Doctor Who fan, don't listen to any of this for now.
Tom Paxton wrote.
Oh.
You can stay and listen?
Sixth album? Whose garden was this?
Yeah.
What a guess.
Well,
I have to go check the car. Well, you can do one of my favorite songs.
I'm not going near that line, number one.
Late night at WBAI.
Yes, where people play with each other. Uh-huh. Yes.
Let's be friends.
You knew about the humidity, you know, about the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And you know the song I'm going to sing.
Well, yes, absolutely. But
you know it's from Tom Paxton 6.
Absolutely.
Well, that's impressive to me.
Tom Paxton did any number of WBAI benefits. And including on, I saw him with Christine Lavin, but that was something else.
No, she's fabulous.
This is one of my favorite songs, so I'm going to hear it.
Before you leave, absolutely.
Because I got to leave, I'll be back in a minute.
So right there now in studio, we have Gary Knox.
Watch out for the Daleks.
Really? Yeah, well, that's who do you think is going to do my car in?
Please pardon.
Move this over?
Yeah, come a little closer to the voice mic.
Still setting up.
And you got this going. Yeah, we're good. So I think, give me a level there.
Sydney's hard at work here, setting up everything. And on guitar is Gary Knox, who's part of the band Street Hearts,
right,
and he's going to be at Earth Mom's Green Cabaret on Friday night.
Whose garden was this? It must have been lovely.
Got a little reverb, or you don't have that?
What? Where do you think you are?
Where's...
No, come.
Whose garden was this? It must have been lovely. Did it have flowers? I've seen pictures of flowers. And I'd love to have smelled one. Whose river was this? They say it ran freely. Blue was its color. I've seen blue in some pictures. And you tell me you've been there. Oh, tell me again, I need to know. The forest had trees. The meadows were green. The oceans were blue. And birds really flew. Can you swear it was true? Whose gray sky was this? Or was it a blue one? Nights there were breezes. I've heard records of breezes. And you tell me you felt one. Whose forest was this? And why is it empty? Once there was birdsong and squirrels in the branches. So why is it silent? Oh, tell me again, I need to know. The forest had trees, the meadows were green, the oceans were blue, and birds really flew. Can you swear it was true? Whose garden was this? It must have been lovely. Did it have flowers? I've seen pictures of flowers, and I'd love to have smelled one.
Sydney's busy on the board, but I'm clapping because that was beautiful.
Now I got to do it again.
You got to do it again? Not tonight. How you doing tonight, Gary?
I'm okay. I just came from a gig.
Good. Good, good, good.
I just came from a gig. Sang some rock and roll with a blues band. Really a lot of fun.
Good, good.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. Doing a lot of music.
Good. You looking forward to Friday?
Oh, yeah. Friday's going to be great. I did my rehearsal with my keyboard player.
Uh-huh.
It's always a treat to get to play with Nick Balaban on keyboard. And there's a nice piano there at the club.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a nice Steinway Grand.
Piano, and that's wonderful because, you know, at the rock clubs, you got to play electronic piano. So to hear him on...
Well, you know, speaking of electronic pianos, it's really funny. I was interviewing Alan Jardine of the Beach Boys, and... You know, I said, where do you want to interview? And it was after the sound checks. I said, well, let's go sit by Brian's piano because Brian wasn't coming out. He didn't want to hear it. So Brian's beautiful big white baby grand, we're up there, and it turns out what Brian has is not a big, it is a big white baby grand, but all the guts are out, and it's a Yamaha keyboard for keys. So it's really interesting.
Did you ever see the sandbox?
I was never there. I've seen pictures of it.
Is that just a Bronx myth that Brian Wilson...
It's real. The house on Bellagio Road, Brian had a house, and he filled the living room with sand, and he put a baby grand piano there, and he wrote music. But that's what happens when he started smoking dope with Van Dyke Parks, and he sort of went out there, and it's interesting.
Yes. I didn't know whether that was just a Bronx rumor or not.
We
loved the story in the Bronx.
You did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was a real thing.
Brian Wilson's sandbox? Come on. Fantastic.
No, it was for real.
Yeah.
So I've heard. What else are you going to do for us tonight?
Well, I don't want to play too loud.
Why?
Because I feel...
Why? Is it too late? You going to wake the neighbors?
You have to get a different level.
Sydney's a master.
You know, actually, these mics really can't... These are voice mics. They really can't... No.
So cool. Should I move back?
Yeah, move back a little. Keep it not that loud. So.
It's going to be loud. Want to hear?
Sandy, if I works your hell and over a little eating and that, forcing a light on all the stoned out faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in the town, the circuit's open with switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. And the wizards play down on Pinball Way on the boardwalk we passed on. The boys in the casinos dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on some shore, chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score. Hey, Sandy, the aurora's rising behind us. This pier lights our carnival life forever. Love me tonight, for I may never see you again. Hey, Sandy girl, oh my baby. Hey, Sandy girl, oh my baby. Now the greasers, they tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Night boys, hey Sandy, their skins are so white. Oh, me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades and banging them pleasure machines, chasing those factory girls beneath the boardwalk where they all promised to unsnap their jeans.
Okay, we got a level?
We got good.
Is that too loud?
Well, like I'm saying, these mics here really aren't for music.
So you want me to just back off?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Because I can sing loud. I'm the Ethel Merman of rock.
Oh, my God.
I am. Yeah. I can sing, I can project.
Can you do Cole Porter songs?
I sing some Cole Porter songs, yeah. I just did a Frank Sinatra gig where I did a lot of Cole Porter songs.
There's overmodulation again because of these mics when I set up.
Okay, so I'll just stand back.
Yeah, stand back. I think we're good.
I won't lean in, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the club mentality, is to get close. Okay. You know, it's sort of like... I think the Beatles, when they would do analog mono, so that's what we got. They were on a rooftop.
Yeah, they recorded that record in one night.
That's right.
Meet the Beatles.
Okay.
So we're on?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the song Sandy because, as we know, Sandy is about a hurricane and a woman, which is par for the course, and also is about a great memory of the Jersey Shore, which kind of got like kind of wiped out during Sandy, and so I feel like it's a very apropos song to sing. Here we go. In a life on all the stoned out faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in the town, the circuit's open with switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. And the wizards played down on Pinball Way on the boardwalk we passed on. Boys in the casinos dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on some shore, chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
horizon behind us. This pier lights our carnival life forever. Love me tonight, for I may never see you again. Hey, Sandy girl, oh my baby. Hey, Sandy girl, oh my baby. Now the greasers, they tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. And the boys in their high heels, hey Sandy, their skins are so white. Me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades and banging them pleasure machines, chasing those factory girls beneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnap their jeans. You know the tilted world down on the South Beach Drag. I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off. Hey Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. This pier lights our carnival life on the water. Running laugh beneath the boardwalk and with the boss's daughter. I remember Sandy girl. Na 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 baby. Hey Sandy girl. Oh my baby. Sandy, the waitress I've been seeing's lost her desire for me. I spoke to her last night. She said that she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She works that joint under the boardwalk. She was always the girl you saw popping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star by one of them cheap little seaside bars, parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. You hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do. For me, this boardwalk life is through, baby. You ought to quit this scene too. Hey, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. This pier lights our carnival life forever. Love me tonight, I promise I'll love you forever. I mean it, Sandy girl. Oh my baby. I mean it, Sandy girl. Sha la 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 baby.
That's a fun song to sing.
Yeah. It is.
You're not supposed to sing that song because it's Sandy, but I think it's exactly the right song to sing.
Written by a Jersey guy, right?
Written by a Jersey guy.
Yeah, who usually mumbles more than...
You know, when I was learning the words to Sandy...
You had a rough time.
Because I thought that too. Whenever I hear Bruce Springsteen do it, I think, like, what is he saying? And I read the words, and I loved the words.
Yeah.
I thought the words are so brilliant. And I said, ooh, I'm going to enunciate these words, and people are going to get it.
Which is why the covers of Springsteen are often better.
I hope that I'm getting it across, you know, because I feel like the lyrics are beautiful and they really do tell the story of life on the Jersey Shore. And when we saw that image of the roller coaster there, was it the roller coaster in the water? Oh, man, I think that's the time to sing Sandy. Yeah. That's a haunting image.
And you do it so well.
Well, people have really loved it. People have really related to it. I've been playing a lot in the clubs.
Tell us a little bit about the band you're going to have on Friday night, day after tomorrow. Actually, today is tomorrow. We are in Thursday.
Today is tomorrow. He's the one with the TARDIS, though.
Yeah.
So you're the time traveler.
I am.
But you got her saying today is tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wait until the rebroadcast.
Right. Wait a minute. I got that from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi a long time ago.
Oh,
today
him.
Is tomorrow. Him. Yeah, him.
Maharishi
oh, you
Mahesh.
Leaving on that? Don't leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work
Sydney.
All day. I'm tired.
I know. Thank you so much, and sure. I'm delighted you're
Sydney.
Part of this.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Three? Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, you know, that Sexy Sadie song from the White Album John Lennon wrote was really originally Maharishi instead of Sexy Sadie.
Was it really?
It was Maharishi. Yeah. But they decided to change it, and they came
good
up with Sexy
good,
Sadie.
Good for them.
Well, when you think of that and you listen to the song, it puts a whole other light on it.
It really does. So what was Rocky Raccoon before he was an animal?
That I don't know. I think he really was a raccoon.
Oh, okay.
With a gun.
A real raccoon.
A Western raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a raccoon. So you want to know
about the guys? I want to know about the guys, yeah, the band. Tell us about the Dubrow player.
Dobro,
thank you.
Dubro must be French.
Don't know.
Mark Effenbaum, the Dobro player, he's just a wonder. He played with me the other day on BAI, and he's just such a good player. Played with John Cale and all sorts of wonderful people, and he plays great acoustic guitar and mandolin and Dobro and electric guitar. He can kick some tukas on that. He's a wonderful, wonderful player. And I'm lucky to be playing with him. And he will be playing his Dobro because this is the quieter set. Although we will be doing Sandy again with the keyboard, with Nick Balaban playing the keyboard.
It should be good.
And Nick is, you know the kiddie show Blue's Clues?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big show. Nick wrote a lot of the songs for Blue's Clues and also played the salt shaker. There was a French salt shaker that spoke in it. It was a couple, the salt and pepper shakers. They were French, and that was Nick. That was Nick's voice. And he's a wonderful songwriter in his own right and does a lot of TV for Nickelodeon. And most of all, the best of all, is he's a really funny guy, which means everything to me.
One must maintain a sense of...
Hey, he's a riot.
Yes.
He's a riot. And I'm really looking forward to playing with these guys. It's always a treat.
And where and
this,
when?
Yeah, and you know, we didn't tell you how to get tickets, too, because I am going to give you that telephone number. It's Friday night. It's the day after today, because today's Thursday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at All Souls Church, which is on Lexington Avenue and 80th Street. You entered through the sweet little garden between 78th and 79th. And if you are a BAI buddy, you get a specially reduced price of $15. And everyone else comes in for $20. If you become a buddy that night, you get a free drink. We're going to have drinks for sale, and we're going to have snacks for you. So please come, and if you'd like to get a ticket right this minute, you can go to our website, which is give2wbai.org. You can also call 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And you can tell them you want to go to Green Cabaret. And what they will do is go to the Give2WBAI site, and they will go to tickets. But at home, and if you're online, go to it. You can also purchase tickets at the door. Would love it if you purchase some ahead of time, because love to know how many people are coming, but it always happens. There's always a rush at the door. We're beginning at 7, so come. You can even come a little bit earlier. Come and have a snack, get a drink, hang out. Meet us. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of the real heart and soul of BAI is going to be there. I was thinking that. I mean, Jim, I really hope you come. Uncle Sydney coming. I mean, Sydney grumps and talks and blah, 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 blah. But if anybody listens, whoever listens to his show, you know that this guy is coming straight from his heart. And to have him stand there and read a couple of his stories, oh, man, it's such a treat. I got a great big smile on my face right now because I was so delighted when he said he would be part of this. So, give to the numeral 2, WBAI.org. Please come. It's going to be a really good time. We get to hang out and have fun together, just lay back, listen to some music, get to know each other better, and really have a good time and celebrate BAI, because this is what BAI is about. We've been going through ridiculous times, ridiculously hard times that have made other times in the last few years seem like a breeze. Things are so crazy, and I guess it's a microcosm, macrocosm. It's the way of the world right now, and I know we're all going through these really big changes on so many levels, and we're all growing and going through stuff, and so is BAI. I know before I've said, just pray for the station, pray for the highest and the best, and, you know, asking the divine, whatever the divine is to you, whether it's creator, whether it's your inner guidance, but ask for this for the station, for the right and perfect leadership, for the right and perfect outcome with everything. And I'm doing this from my heart. I mean, Green Cabaret is something that's close to me because I really love Mother Earth. And so the whole thing is to have a show where everything kind of revolves around Mother Earth. And it touches people's heart and makes us all care for Mother Earth just a little bit more. And in doing that, the proceeds for this, from this, go to WBAI to keep WBAI afloat and to keep going. So that's Friday night, July 26th, 7 p.m. at All Souls Church on Lexington Avenue at 80th Street. It's only $20 if you're a BAI buddy, and we really ask you to be a BAI buddy. I mean, you can be a BAI buddy to Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund, which means you would give $10 a month, as little as $10 a month, as much as $1,000 a month. There's a lady that called in. Well, actually, it was only up to $500, but a lady called in once, and I took the call. She wanted to do $650. Well, we accommodated her. And what was even better, she said, gee,
that's,
I like the
650.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. 650. And Jim said, Earth Mom, I like the shows you do. I said, yeah, they should really give me a show. They haven't yet. But anyway, that's okay. I do what I do. But she's donating $650 a month, which is really phenomenal. Because, and even if it's $10 a month, those, it all adds up, and then it helps pay those monthly bills. Oh, thank you for clarifying that. It's $10.
It's a huge $10 a month. It's a vast $120 a year.
Yep.
And if everybody listening right now, you know the old saying, thank you. If everybody listening right now were to do that, BAI wouldn't be in the financial hole that it is in. And let me say something about this kind of a benefit. People are saying all you people do is when you run out of, you can't raise any more money on the air by asking for it. What do? You go back on the air and you ask for more money.
Well,
you know, and that turnip has no more blood in it. And let me just say that one of the ways to begin alternate fundraising sources, you know, is, you know, we're not going to be clearing $30,000-$40,000 from this benefit. What we're going to be doing is launching a new proper, or actually an old proper way of raising money and raising WBAI awareness and raising WBAI community by getting performers like Gary Knox and all of that to be
at this event, and hopefully you be at this event. And then if we have more things like this going on and people talking to each other, guess what? We're not going to be on the air anywhere near as much reciting phone numbers. So please, 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 not just call that number. Come to the benefit. Come be a part of the community. Join the community that is WBAI with this wonderful Earth Mums Green Cabaret.
Thank you, Jim.
Very nice.
Yes, yes, yes. And what I could foresee is Green Cabaret becoming a monthly or a bi-monthly thing and just have it. And, you know, occasionally have an open mic with it, too. It could be a lot of fun. But right now, come on Friday. You have another song for us, Gary? Is that a yay or a nay?
I'd like to sing a love song. Can I sing a love song?
Sure.
A Kris Kristofferson love song?
Yeah.
I think it's very beautiful. No, no.
No, no. Okay, not
a
that
love
one.
Song.
I mean, Bobby McGee is sort of a love song.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Well, I did a lot of hitchhiking back in the late 60s, early 70s, and that song means a lot to me, actually. Have memories like this. So this is a newer song of his called Moment of Forever. Was it wonderful for you? Was it holy like it was for me? Did you see the hands of destiny that was guiding us together? You were young enough to dream. I was old enough to learn something new. I'm so glad I got to dance with you for a moment of forever. Sometimes when you're crying, you're happy. Sometimes you're just crying. I know, I know. Comes whatever happens now. Ain't it nice to know the dreams still come true? I'm so happy I was close to you for a moment of forever. Sometimes when you're crying, you're happy. Sometimes you're just crying. I know, I know. Come whatever happens now. Ain't it nice to know the dreams still come true? I'm so glad I got to dance with you for a moment of forever.
Thank you. Yeah.
Gotta have love in the middle of all of this. Love
know.
Is the center.
Love is it. It's all about love.
I didn't know center. That one.
Isn't it a beautiful
it
song?
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Kris Kristofferson, he's a treasure.
Well, I like the way you did it, so there.
So there.
Yeah, well, that's so, a compliment to me, because I'm a big fan.
It was meant to be. I like your sound. I'm an old. This is the music that I grew up to.
when everybody else was doing, you mentioned the Beatles and all that, I was listening to the Weavers. I was listening to
the Weavers, Pete Seeger.
Yeah, absolutely. But the rest of them as well, you know, and thank you. And Phil Oakes.
Yeah, Phil Oakes.
I see
you're
wearing a Bob Dylan shirt, but I was a Phil Oakes kind of person. I met him here at WVA.
Wow.
Really?
In very late days, I'm sorry to say.
I saw him in very late days. He came and played at my college in very late days.
Yeah.
And he walked out with 2 six-packs.
Uh-huh.
And he was very paranoid, and he was...
He was totally... He was... was this when he was calling himself John Train, or was he... I did the door...
I know that
yeah.
time.
Yeah, well, that but was, he was the just... time that I met him, and he was my idol.
Yeah,
he was my absolute idol. And Patrick Sky and Dave Van Bronk.
Patrick Sky went out with my cousin Shelley.
Ooh.
For a long time.
Pat Sky and Dave Van Ronk were doing a BAI at the church on 62nd Street, where I was called the door gnome. I sat at the door and collected money and stuff like that. And John Tring came in, and he was totally paranoid. He was armed. He was in a bizarre... way, and it was my job to do the worst thing that I could imagine, which was not get him on the air.
Oh, man.
To keep him away until the encore at the end of the concert. And I'm thinking, this is one of my idols.
Yeah, sure.
And I had to keep him off the air during a folk concert? That's wrong. That's wrong.
Was he playing when he was John Train? Was he still playing music?
Well, he was showing not really and not well, which is why he was not to be let on the air during a live concert.
Wow.
No, when I saw him, it was he was just saying, they'll get you, because they chased after him when he was in Chile, and God knows what the CIA did to him. They screwed up his voice a little bit, I think.
Yeah, well, and his head. I remember he was a West Point graduate. Forget that about Phil Oakes, that he was a West Point grad. And a very interesting, one of the great poets.
Absolutely.
One of the great poets. I think Dylan, Springsteen, and Oakes.
Hmm.
I feel like he's in that class, and I wish that more people knew about him.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Pleasures of the Harbor album? Did you that album? Because there's a lot of hardcore Phil Oakes fans that only like, you know, I Ain't a Marching Anymore.
Oh.
Wonderful, wonderful song. But, you know, the really, all the news that's bit to sing and the wonderful, wonderful time.
Pleasures of the Harbor is a wonderful
When
album.
He got on A&M, he made these wonderful albums that were very, very produced. They were love songs. They were very, very romantic.
And they had a lot of background. I'm trying to remember the name of the arranger who did great songs like Where Were You in Chicago?
Right, right, right.
Look Outside Your Window. There's a woman being outside of a small circle of friends.
Right, that was from that album.
Yeah, it is. I know. Right. I mean, what could be better than that? And people say, you know, oh, he turned traitor. It's like, yeah. And how about Dylan when he found God?
Well,
you know,
what happened when Dylan when he went electric, everybody went crazy. They threw stuff. He invented folk rock music. He reinvented it. You know, and people don't like change.
Well.
Yeah. It's just like what Captain Kirk says in Star Trek VI. People are afraid of change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, here
the undiscovered country.
We're asking for change.
You're asking for spare change.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But, you know.
We used to have a great T-shirt that was a picture. It was done by Ed Koren. That was sort of a picture of this crazy hippie type of the tin cup, you know, and said WBAI, time for change.
Change is hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there are a lot of people that put down that Pleasures of the Harbor album. And I am.
Yeah.
I was in high school and I was like mesmerized by it. I listened
I had dropped
to it
out by then,
over and over again, listening to that album, The Flower Lady. And
oh, God, Miranda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I know what I'm going to be listening to on the drive home.
Right. I cross my heart and I hope to live.
That's
the opening song of the album.
Wow.
Cross my heart and I hope to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but,
great.
I mean,
he
no,
was
that's
tremendous.
One of his best albums.
And a great guitar player.
Oh, yes.
People underrated his guitar.
He was a great technician.
Wonderful guitar player.
He really was. He really was. And so, you know, knowing the way that I felt listening to his music over and over and over again, and I finally get to meet what, for me, is the great legend. Bob Dylan would have come in, and I would have said, oh, it's nice to see you're here. But
oh, really?
Oaks, he was the man.
Well,
huh?
I shouldn't be that crude. But by that time, you see, what bothered me about Dylan, I shouldn't do this entire thing, especially in what used to be Bob Fass's time slot here
and not with
WBAI
my shirt.
New York City.
I do have a Bob Dylan shirt on.
I'm aware of that. I took a picture of you through the door. And but when the changes that Dylan did that I cared for not were the born again phase, the religious.
Well, he was exploring.
Nothing wrong with that, but I chose not to buy those particular albums.
Slow Train Coming, you didn't like it.
I like some of the material.
I just was listening to I Believe in You, and I thought this is a wonderful song about God consciousness. Beautiful song.
Yeah, I know. No, there are individual
But I know.
Parts.
He had that song, God Gave Names to All the Animals, and that was like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, that was.
But Slow Chain.
Or somebody's, anyway.
A Slow Chain Coming, and that,
no,
I Believe in You.
That's
just wonderful.
Slow Train Coming is a great song. I'll go along with that. But Oakes, well, he was eventually a madman, but, I mean, songs that he wrote were equal to Dylan. Oak's best poetry was equal to Dylan's best poetry.
And they were like friendly, they were friendly rivals.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And although I never saw them, alas, perform together, you know.
In the end, they did.
Did they really?
Yeah, Dylan showed up to help Phil Oakes in the end. Like that.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web.
Very good. Yeah, I you didn't notice I did sneak a break in there, but that's fine.
Sure.
That's fine. It's a deferred break, either way. But what you're listening to is not Earthwatch with Robert Knight. Instead, you're listening to a potpourri program, a pre-Hour of the Wolf, which would be my show at 1:30. We're not really going to do my show this morning. We're here to celebrate WBAI. I'm going to celebrate that I was doing Hour of the Wolf starting this month, July 1973, would make this my 40th anniversary.
Wow.
That is so incredible.
Margo Adler started the show a year and a half before that, but then she went away to, of all things, a science fiction writer's workshop, and I took over the show. And I'll tell this story later.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was 1974, and I found out only about 6 weeks ago that it was actually 73. Because the science fiction writer that I was interviewing was in Margot's workshop, and I'm trying to tell him the story of how I got the show. And he's just standing there saying, no, Jim, you're wrong. It's like, tell me I'm wrong. He said, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
I heard part of
that. Margot in that workshop. It's like, oh, my.
Did you ever meet Harlan Ellison?
Please.
I'm asking you a question because you're a science fiction guy.
Well, he's been on my show, I would say, about 2 dozen times. The last time was a little under a year ago by phone. Harlan's dying. He's always he's always dying. And in the middle of his protestations that he's dying so badly, he did a benefit last week in L.A. in which he had, he went to Sweeney Todd's Barber Shop in benefit. It's a club and barber shop.
Love it.
Where he was signing autographs of a new old book of his. So, yeah, he's not, he had a quadruple bypass surgery, but he is his old irascible.
He is pretty irascible, isn't he?
Oh, God, is he ever.
I met him once.
And he was, I mean, talking about how I got the show, there's a long Ellison story involved in that, how he called me and belittled me for not going to that same workshop with Margo.
With Margo.
I felt just so small. And then.
It was a workshop.
The Clarion Science Fiction Writers Workshop.
I think that's where my friend Andy Rosenblum went.
That could be. That's even a vaguely familiar name. And so Ellison calls me at home. Collect.
And in 1973, that meant
that was
something.
A big deal. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it really was. So I'm from L.A., you know, from, he had moved out of the village. And he berates me on the phone and all that. I know why you're not going, because if you go and you're running me astray, I'm going to tear you a new one, Freund,
yeah,
et cetera. And I'm being polite compared to what Roland would actually say.
I believe
said.
You.
And 3 days, and I told him how I couldn't afford it and stuff like that. And 3 days later, I get round-trip plane tickets and a promise to stay wherever he was.
Mm.
That's, you know, the kind of, you know, on the one hand, irascible and whatever, and on the other hand, nurturing.
And believed in you.
Yeah, but yeah. I made the decision to stay in New York and take over Hour of the Wolf, and that's why I'm still doing the show today, because I didn't listen to Harlan.
It's amazing, you know, the twists and turns we take that can go one down one road or another road.
Yeah. Well, this guy, Andy Rosenblum, who was in one of those workshops,
yeah.
Harlan Ellison said that if he was ever in California, he should come to see him. I don't think he really meant it. But to us, we were sitting in the Bronx, and we decided we're going to have a big cross-country adventure.
You're going to Sherman Oaks.
We're going to Sherman Oaks. We're going to Harlan Ellison's
and
house
no, Harlan,
with Andy Rosenblum.
Oh, cool.
And that started a giant adventure in Andy Rosenblum's little
sounds like a Paul Giamatti
orange,
movie, actually.
His little orange Volkswagen. We hit the road. We went to the Mardi Gras. So we're driving around with an orange Volkswagen filled with, you know, with Mardi Gras beads all on the outside, you know, because you get the beads at the Mardi Gras. And we were just, while we went through one adventure after the other, by the time we got to Sherman Oaks and knocked on his friend Harlan Ellison's door, you just can imagine what we looked like. I mean, beads and tie-dye. We haven't shaved in 6 weeks.
At that time?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't get in the house.
Because, there was
he didn't really want Andy Rosenblum to come.
Well, not that day.
And not with us.
Or with all his friends.
but there was a woman who worked here at WBAI. She was part of Poisoned Hearts with Janet Coleman and David Dozer. And on the air, she was known as Blanche Marker. And one time, she asked me for Harlan Ellison's phone number and address and all that. This is like in the 70s. I gave her that information, and Poisoned Arts ended not long after that. Next thing I knew, she had married the
man.
I think she was number 3. Uh-huh. Susan, I think, is number 4. She's wonderful, Susan.
Well, I wanted to meet him because he wrote the best Star Trek.
City on the Edge of Forever, it's one of the best, if not the
you know,
best. Yeah.
You got my gist there.
Yeah.
And the best Outer Limits.
Yes, he definitely wrote the best Outer Limits.
The Demon with the Glass Hand.
Oh, no, Demon with a Glass Hand. Well,
with Robert Culp.
You know, Terminator is largely based on Demon with a Glass Hand,
wow.
So that Harlan had every print of Terminator pulled and his credit put on it.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that was the best Outer Limits.
It really was. It really was.
And he even wrote a comic book that I loved about the Incredible Hulk. He wrote one great Incredible Hulk comic.
He wrote a number of Marvel comics.
Right. So I got to meet him, and oh, that was some look, if looks could kill.
Yeah.
But we were just so happy. We were just on such an adventure.
But I'm going to...
Laughing.
I'm sorry, Helena, but we'll get back in a moment. Yet another, you know, you mentioned City on the Edge of Forever. Now, this is what I heard, and I don't know this to be true, but it sounds right. The reboot Star Trek movie that came out like 3 years ago before, you know, Into Darkness.
Right.
The first J.J.
That just came.
Abrams movie, the first one.
Right.
This Red Matter...
Right.
Yes, that was in there. It was supposed to be traveling from one universe to the other, the Guardian of Time.
Well, that would have been the best.
But the author, who is a major ownership macha.
Right, Harlan Ellison.
Yeah, he tumult. He
that would have been so great, because I was waiting for them to go back through every...
Yeah.
Every Star Trek franchise, I want them to go back to that Guardian of Time.
Which was the intent. And
and
oh, that would have been perfect.
And Harlan. Now, the way I heard this, because I do not know this firsthand, but I have heard this secondhand from a number of sources that Ellison's trope, which is actually fairly original as they go, which is why that was such a good Star Trek episode, that that trope was supposed to be the thing that moved that Star Trek movie along, and Harlan wanted to bargain and wanted screen credit, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know this to be true. Again, let me say again, Harlan, I don't know this to be true.
You're afraid he's going to walk in here and get you.
I'm afraid that I'm going to get a phone call any moment, which has happened at least twice
you.
In the last year. Oi, so you ask me, do I know Harlan? Oi!
I said the right word.
Oi! It was wonderful, a wonderful man, but impossible.
Yeah, he was
a tough
cookie.
The words he has for
cookie.
Me are not as kind.
That was when 1973. You're talking about 74.
That Margot went to his work, the workshop that he was.
The workshop.
Yeah, that was 73.
Yeah, that's the same. That's
40 years ago.
That's so funny. It's the same workshop. That's his workshop.
That Andy Rosenblum was.
Andy
in that
Rosenblum.
Same class.
I hope he's listening because I haven't talked to him in 30 years.
With,
yeah, I think yeah,
that
yeah.
The teachers were Joanna Russ, Theodore Sturgeon, Ursula K. Le Guin, Ellison.
Oh, really? She was a teacher. She was a teacher there.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that must have been some workshop.
Oh well, yeah. No, I mean Clarion is the creme de la creme, and there are about 40 people each summer that do it. And out of those 40, at least half become superb professional writers. One of the few people who didn't become a professional fiction writer
was Andy Rosenblum.
And Margot Abbott. she produced,
but she, yeah.
She does this thing called All Things Considered.
that little show?
Like
that little thing?
And she just sold a new book.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
not
we,
the one that's on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Yeah.
I'm a friend too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it sounds like we went to different high schools together. You know that expression.
I went to WBAR.
No, I'm saying that.
High school. Yes, I know.
We never met, but we went down a lot of the same roads.
Did you drop out? I dropped.
Of college?
No, high school.
Oh no.
No, I'm a high school dropout.
Really?
You really?
Don't tell my mother.
I won't tell your mother.
I'm a college dropout.
Better.
Thanks so much. So come on down Friday night. You can hear Gary Knox with the band Street Hearts, Teokus and Ghost Horse, comedy, spoken word, me singing.
Ooh.
And, woo, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
yeah.
Wait.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
We
and
always
Uncle
sing
Sydney.
Together.
Well, Gary and I are buddies of sorts, and we're on sets together. That's how we met. We're both acting extras, and we were working on this film in Pleasantville, New York, and this where all the non-SAG people stayed in this freezing basement, and I kind of called it the Prisoners of Pleasantville. Gary was there with his wife, and there were two rooms downstairs, and we were just all freezing, didn't get fed, and nothing hot to drink, but we all survived, got paid for it, and just been on a lot of other TV shows and films since. Well, it's just kind of working our way up, we hope.
Well, you know, you get overtired and you just start singing. So all the extras sing.
I don't know about all of them.
two of the extras
two
are always singing.
Two of them are always singing, yeah.
That sounds like a great song title, All the Extras Sing.
Yeah.
Oh, the extras are tremendous. They're so, there's a lot of creative and interesting people of all ages. I love the extras.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people with heart and soul, but I think you find that everywhere if you really just look and are open to that. But the acting community, they're really a lot of nice people.
I was a talent residuals clerk. All the actors loved me. I wrote the
Oh,
checks.
Yeah. Anybody that writes checks is good. Yeah, I can't believe they've been very nice to me two times when I lost a check. They were very quick, efficient, and kind, which I appreciated. Yeah. So come on down Friday night at All Souls Church to Earth Mom's Green Cabaret on Lexington Avenue at 80th Street at 7 p.m.
Doors open at?
6:45. Thank you, sir. Yep.
Okay. So get there at 6:30.
So
you can rub elbows, mill around, enjoy the slightly cooler weather, and then we'll open the doors at 6:45.
All right, good idea. And yeah, because there's a sweet little garden outside that you can sit in. Mm-hmm. If you get there too early, I may put you to work, so watch out. I've been known to do these things, but it is going to be fun. It really is.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And if you want more information, too, you can go to my website and see everybody's picture, everyone that has a photo. And that is earthmum.com. You can also go to WBAI.org. And the Earth Mum Green Cabaret flyer keeps rotating, and you can click on that and get more information. But again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Earth Mum's Green Cabaret, which is a fundraiser for WBAI, and hopefully it is a fundraiser too, to have a lot of fun together with music, with comedy, with song, with spoken word, with the teaching. And everything honors Mother Earth, and don't let that make you think it's not going to be fun, because it is. It really is. And it's only $20. And if you are a BAI buddy, it's $15. And right now, tonight, you can be a BAI buddy for Hour of the Wolf. You can also be a BAI buddy to Robert's Night's Earth Watch. For as little as or as much as $10 a month to up to $500 a month or more. And the whole reason why we're asking you to be a BAI buddy is because it sustains the station. And as Jim said earlier, this way it cuts down on the time that we're coming to you like this saying, please call us, please send in your money, please go to give2 WBAI, because having that come in every month, as by now you've heard ad nauseum, we have a transmitter fund that we have a fee to pay the transmitter that's like $50,000 a month. We have rent here at CCNY. Granted, it's nowhere near Wall Street, but we do have rent, and we are renting a new building in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but let's point out that it's not just that CCNY's rent is cheaper than it was at 120 Wall Street. We have all that equipment that was at 120 Wall mm-hmm. Street. We're paying thousands of dollars in storage rent.
Yeah, that's
plus, we're spending the money for 388 Atlantic Avenue, which are currently offices, but knock wood.
Ouch.
Are going to become our, I don't feel it, are going to become then yet the next WBAI. We beg at, it used to be we beg at intervals, WBAI, and it's become
nowhere to run,
okay, we're boring and incessant, but no, yes, we're not going to do that WBAI.
We're incessant, maybe not boring.
Indeed. Hardly boring. Not with the kind of talent that you're hearing on the air tonight.
Yep.
Not with the kind of events that we are starting to do and launch, which are true WBAI community events. There will be others. There will be political events. But for me, it was about the art. For Lou Hill, who founded Pacifica Radio, it was about the art. It was about drama and literature, music, public affairs, and what was his fourth department? He had a fourth department.
It would have to be something like current events or political.
No, public affairs covered all that. No, news, I guess.
Okay.
News,
okay.
Public affairs, drama and literature was one group, and music was the other.
And we've come back to the music now. And I don't think this mic is on or very much. But no,
yeah, it is.
It is, okay, all right. Did you meet Lou Hill?
No.
Okay.
No, Lou Hill committed suicide in 1957 or 58, and I started answering phones in 1967, and he was West Coast, and I'm East Coast.
Wow.
So, nor did I meet Louis Schweitzer, who was the owner of WBAI, World Broadcast Associates Incorporated, who donated
the entire blessed radio station to Pacifica Radio. Larry Josephson met Schweitzer. And he was also the person who funded and created, I think, the Vera Institute of Justice, which is 30th 39th Street, where BAI was first located once we became non-commercial on January 10th, 1960. But we've actually been around since 1947.
Wow.
That is amazing. That really is.
I didn't know that.
So I'm a newbie. Hardly. I've only been here since 67. I'm a newbie.
Hardly.
The station was 20 years old when I got here.
But you know, the important thing is that right now we are in such really strange times with the station that we can't risk losing this station. We've got to keep it going.
You know what? You, the listener, can't risk it either.
Right. No, that's a collective we.
It's important.
That's a very collective we. That's all of us. We can't risk it. That's why we're reaching out to you. That's why we're reaching out to you so very much. Come to this benefit. Come and enrich yourself and have fun and do it. Become a BAI buddy. Sustain this radio station with the monthly pledge. I mean, Reggie broke it down. Reggie, who does
Johnson.
The overnight, yeah, Reggie Johnson, and he broke it down, and it's 33 cents a day. What are you spending 33 cents a day on? Can you do it? I know for some of us things have become increasingly difficult financially, but almost everyone can do that for something that is this meaningful to you. And again, you know, WBAI is so diverse in its programming, and frankly, I think it could be even more diverse. I want a Tibetan show. I just want more native shows. But it is so diverse. And if there is a show that you love, there may be 10 you don't like, or there may be 10 you love and one you don't like. You won't like anything, or you may not like everything on it. But surely there are going to be many that resonate with you, many that really help you in some way. And I don't do TV, I don't have TV, but if you do watch TV, how often do you really learn anything on television? If people from other countries come here and, you know, they say, you know, I was here, I was watching TV and I didn't learn anything. I'm like, welcome to America, where we do not learn on television. But if you're listening to this radio station, it's guaranteed you're going to learn something. You're going to learn about your health with our phenomenal health shows. Dr. Majid Ali, Corinne Fenari, Gary Null. You're going to learn. You are going to learn about politics. I mean, gosh, Amy Goodman is just incredible. And to think, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, which has become a worldwide phenomena, started here at WBAI. I worked in international travel and tourism, and I was in Geneva, Switzerland, talking to a friend from Africa. I'm not sure if it was Nairobi, and he was telling me how he just got Amy Goodman's book. And this was about 10 years ago or so. And, you know, it was delightful to hear that, to know that it has such a reach. So there's always going to be something. And then also, who touches on spirituality? Who has shows like Jim Freund shows? Jim Freund is such a treasure. Frankly, I really miss him at 5 a.m. because I used to lay in bed at 5 a.m. and the authors would come on, as they still do, and read stories. So I could get up at 5. I could hang out in bed under the covers and someone would read to me. And I was such a happy camper. And somehow it's not quite the same at 1 a.m., but hey, it'll do. But still.
No, Sydney's on at 5 a.m.
Well, I listen
Uncle
to Sydney, although I like Sydney's all time better, too. I
Uncle
know.
Sydney.
Yeah.
My Uncle Sydney.
Not your Uncle Sydney.
My Uncle Sydney worked on the Manhattan Project.
Oh, my.
That's amazing.
God.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. But
so, yeah. So the
he was scary to me, that
the
guy.
The powers that be really know your family.
He was really scary to me, my Uncle Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
But this station is amazing. And, you know, we had one kind of tagline, the only left. My take is, where else but WBAI, which is even more important because it's more than politics. It's really part of all of what life is, and that's spirituality. That is health. That is politics. That is rights for everyone, because it really encompasses everything for all people. So, ring us at 516 516- 620-3602. Go to give to the numeral 2 WBAI and pledge. And please do come to the cabaret. Come to Green Cabaret. You're going to have a great time. Jim Freund is almost promising he's going to be there. Uncle Sidney's going to be there. He's going to read to us in person. That's going to be wonderful.
Who's doing your front door?
We have Patricia Ponce. We have, who do we have? We have Jack Attack, two volunteers. We Jack Attack is a trip. Jack DePalma is probably sleeping, but maybe he's listening. He's a really nice
His
volunteer.
His ears are burning. His,
well, yeah. I call him Mr. Attack. Patricia Ponce is this, and she may be listening. Love you. She is this absolutely wonderful volunteer who comes and answers phones every Sunday, especially during the Spanish shows. She is bilingual. Another volunteer named Maria, and Therese from our office, who works on premiums, and Matt, who works on premiums, are both coming, and they're helping out.
But the bottom line is this Friday, 2 days or 1 day from now, at 1157 Lexington Avenue, which is about 80th Street at the All Souls Church, $20 gets you in the door. Become a BAI buddy right now, and you'll get $5 off.
Yep.
And you'll get to hear Gary Knox, and you'll get to hear Marcy J. Gordon, and I can't say it, Teokasin?
Teokasin
Ghost
Horse, who brings us First Voices Indigenous Radio every Thursday at 9 a.m.
And the Alter Cocker Rockers, and Cynthia Lopez, and...
Cynthia Lopez is great.
Danny Lamar, and Joe Landy.
Excellent music, and we have some cuts to play from him. Going to play them tonight.
Yeah, so, you know, this is going to be... sort of an old-time BAI event, only it's not going to be that. It's going to be a new time.
Yep, it's here and now.
BAI event. Yep. It's here and now. And WBAI, people have been saying that for BAI to survive in the future, it's going to have to reinvent itself. And there's truth to that, but you know what? We also have to... not reinvent ourselves, but rediscover ourselves.
Yeah, you know.
And I think that's more to the point.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, because especially working in marketing and seeing it right away, oh, wait, we have to change everything. So they change a font. But you know what you really need to do, what you really want to do with anything and anyone, even with us as individuals, is get to the heart. And then when you come from the heart, from the truth, from the reality, and that's what you put out, as opposed to the accoutrements, you get the real thing. And BAI is nothing if it's not real. And that's what it has to be. That's why I love Sydney. That's why I love you. You guys are real. And, you know, I try to be real. I try to be who I am. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. My love of Mother Earth in the form of entertainment to everyone. Well, and just want to have fun. Me and Cyndi Lauper. Yeah. Okay.
You mean Kinky Boots.
Well, I mean, the first song. Harvey didn't quite make it, but it was close.
Oh, I can channel.
You got channel? You can channel Harvey.
I worked with Harvey.
I sat next to Harvey Fierstein in high school in trigonometry class.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my God. And there I got it. That time I got it.
Our trigonometry teacher.
I worked on the off-off Broadway production of Torch Song Trilogy.
That is so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Over Harvey at the Public, or where was it?
Yeah. No, it was at a very small place called the Richard Allen Center that you've never heard of.
Right.
It was an art gallery, and we sat 60 people, and we had an assistant stage manager by the name of Matthew Broderick.
Who still lives in West Village.
He will never work in this town as an assistant stage manager again. Yeah. Promise you that.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
So I worked with Harvey for about a year.
Wow.
About a year before. Well,
you watched him.
I won't get. He was already there. But
he used to say every day our trigonometry teacher's name was Mr. Marcus, and he would always say, like, "You look very lovely today, Mr. Marcus." Okay, go.
Yeah, no, I can't.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It is. That was pretty darn close. Yeah.
Well, I stole his logarithm charts.
Harvey's or Mr. Marcus?
No, Harvey's.
Yeah, okay.
Harvey's good.
In a trig class.
Wow, at what school?
Art and Design.
Okay.
57th and 2nd.
Yeah, absolutely. I know exactly where that is, yeah. So, yes, you're showing me a watch.
I am.
It's now
I
Hour
am.
Of the Wolf yeah. time, as it were. We're out of, we're out of Earth Watch and into the last 40th anniversary program. Last week and this week were the 40th anniversary programs of Hour of the Wolf.
That's so amazing.
And, you know, we're not doing anything on it beyond celebrating WBAI and making sure that there will be
a
continued survival. A continued survival. And in all the years I have worked here, and there have been a lot of them, it's always, you know, teetering on the edge and this problem and that problem. In all the years, I don't think it has been more dire
than right now.
Than it
right
is right now, where we lost our building due to Sandy and other things, and ourselves, you know, we have met the enemy and he is us.
Yes.
Kind of stuff.
Yes.
And it's so right now we are like huddled into, we have two and a half rooms here at you know, thankfully they've been so good to us.
They've been lovely
at WHCR within CUNY, CCNY, and we are looking to move on from here and regain our broadcast sea legs, as it were. And this cabaret is one of the best ways of doing it. You're just listening now? You're just tuning in now because it's Hour of the Wolf? Maybe you're listening to this on the archive tomorrow, making this already the past. And if you are doing so, let me... Yeah, right. Yeah, I did mention the TARDIS before,
Gary. You are back
Gary.
To the TARDIS,
oh, yes,
aren't you?
Absolutely. So what we're saying is that tomorrow, which if you're listening to this Friday, is today, on July 26th, 2013, you remember that day, don't you?
Yeah.
You remember that you went to this wonderful, wonderful cabaret.
Wasn't tomorrow
at 7
wonderful?
O'clock. Wasn't tomorrow a wonderful
the
day?
The Waitresses actually had an album by that name.
Oh, did they really?
Wonderful,
did,
yeah.
Oh, okay. And at 1157 Lexington Avenue, 80th Street, at the All Souls Church, which itself is a trip.
It's a pretty cool
building. It's a very nice place.
It's a very nice place with a very nice feel.
Welcoming, yeah. It's very welcoming.
Very nice welcoming. The kind of place where Margot Adler, pagan that she is, neo-pagan that she is, author of Drawing Down the Moon.
Yeah, she's big.
Was able to do a sermon on vampires.
That is so cool. That church is cool.
I
saw Cindy Sheehan there. It's a neat place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's, and so this being the future of the past, we can also talk about one of the great events that was held at the All Souls Church, and that was Earth Mum's Green Cabaret. Do you remember that?
I remember.
I do.
Yeah,
and
that
I
was tomorrow.
And we're all going to go to
wonderful.
It on...
Yeah, you were great, Gary.
I know. I was lucky that night. I thought I was really good.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's
the
what
the muse
we,
was there. With
but that's what we expected in the past.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. And not to get confused, we are going, and there are still tickets available to Earth Mum's Green Cabaret on Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at All Souls Church on Lexington Avenue at 80th Street. With Teokusin Ghost Horse, with Marcy J. Gordon, with me, Earth Mom, with two bands, with Cynthia Lopez, Danny Lamar, and Gloria Waslin and the Parrots for Peace. And we're going to be talking
and
to
Marcy
Gloria.
Gordon.
And Marcy J. Gordon. I said Ms. Marcy. And we're going to be talking to Gloria pretty soon. We've got to give her a buzz and talk to her. And Joel Landy, whose music we're going to play soon, too. So thanks, Gary. Thanks for visiting us. Yeah,
that
thanks for
wonderful.
Coming down.
I'm
we
having
appreciate
a very
it.
Musical night tonight. It's
I wonderful. Know. You had this your second gig, so wonderful. Good for you.
Oh, my God, yeah. And we got to talk about all these people that we know at least merely once removed.
The whole night has been very weird like that.
Yeah.
I was in my Bob Dylan shirt at the bar before I went on, and just by random chance, this guy came in who was my friend, my son's friend, who played music with my son, and he looked at my Bob Dylan shirt, and he said, "I was with your son like 10 years ago when he bought that shirt for you for Father's Day."
That's funny.
So this shirt,
oh my God,
this shirt was a surprise for me 10 years ago for Father's Day, and this is the kid that went to 8th Street and bought it with my son Evan.
That's hysterical.
Positively
it was
8th
really
Street.
Weird. It was really weird, and he stayed and saw the show. And
how wonderful.
Coincidence. I gave him a whole rap about the magic of coincidences.
Yeah, or the coincidence of magic.
Oh, I like that.
As the case may be.
So you know what? It's your 40th anniversary. I do have a question for you.
Oh, and I also have to soon actually put on
your film review.
The film review.
I know.
That Dan,
that's why I showed you
for our
at 1:30.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I screwed over Dan last week. I started playing the interview with Sharon Lee and Steve Miller of that same Clarion Writers Workshop.
Really?
And yes.
That's so funny that we're bringing this up.
And I didn't remember until a break that I built in during the interview to play last week's review. And this week he's reviewing the movie The Conjuring, which I'm probably not going to go see because it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
And even though it's supposed to be bloodless and all that, it's not necessarily my tea of cup.
That's true.
It's not the I'm more into the heady type, not Hedy Lamarr. The
science fiction more than horror.
Well, yeah, yes, and but the cerebral SF. More than, you know, just the chasing around Matrix kind.
But when you were young, did you used to go see those black and white movies, the William Castle movies and the movies?
Nope.
Not even when you were young?
No, not even when I was young. I mean, even then. I mean, The Tingler,
but the chairs, they put electric things in the chairs and the chairs tingled?
Yeah, I'm totally familiar, but that was still the horror movie of its day.
13 Ghosts and House on the Haunted Hill.
Yeah, but you see, of its day. Now, those are fun, especially in retrospect, but...
Well, they use the movie theater as part of the movie.
Yeah. The only horror film that I've seen in a long time, which I heartily recommend, actually... and I went with Margot, is a movie called Byzantium, directed by Neil Jordan. And
He did Crying Game, didn't he?
He did The Crying Game. Mm. You know,
really?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll see that.
It's a good film.
Was it about the Byzantine Empire?
It's a vampire movie.
Vampire, huh?
It's a vampire movie, but remember that vampires live a very, very long time.
Centuries.
So... You asked me if there is anything about the Byzantine Empire in there, and I say, spoilers.
Okay. All right.
In my best Alex Kingston River Song voice. I was surprised how good, and it's not really a horror movie. It's a movie involving, and they never use the V word, it's not about vampires. There's no teeth there. What little blood is there is, you know, bearable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I'm very squeamish. I don't like that stuff. And and yet, having said that, Van Persons gave it a mediocre review. I, on the other hand, really, really liked it. And it's not Neil Jordan. I mean, unfortunately, Neil Jordan also made Interview with the Vampire, which I did not love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did a wonderful movie about a Selkie called Ondine, which got mixed reviews, but I liked it more than the critics did. But Byzantium, which I think is actually available on demand on TV, and it was at the IFC Theater. I heartily recommend. Well, how did I get
check that out?
Yeah, that place is amazing. It's like all these tiny little theaters. It's like, huh?
But they show good stuff, although it's rather expensive.
Yeah.
It's rather expensive. You know, you're paying there what you pay for the big stadium seats. Oh, we were talking about science fiction cinema and all that. And no, I was never into the William Castle kind of gotchas or the Vincent Price and all that. Yes, for the camp. No, for the stuff. For me, my age, there was really very little in the 60s until Kubrick came along.
Clockwork.
You know, that's... There's no 2001 A Space Odyssey. You know, that is science fiction, folks.
And Spartacus.
Yes, although he took that over from Anthony Mann. He wasn't the first director.
People don't think of Kubrick and Spartacus.
Well, yeah, and I don't think even Kubrick thought of Kubrick and Spartacus because Anthony Mann was the director on that movie and he got fired by the producer, a fellow by the name of Kirk Douglas, and Kubrick brought on. So a lot of the filming, I know my movie trivia.
So then Kirk Douglas broke the blacklist with that movie.
As Dalton Trumbo said, thank you for giving me back my name. Trumbo was writing throughout the 50s. He was writing films, but he was doing it under front